Hi, my name is Pat Bosco. This podcast is a personal, informal science of how we can be more authentic in everything we do. It's a working framework of how best to improve our interactions with others at home, in school, or in the workplace. Any place, frankly, you'd like to make a positive, lasting contribution. Communication styles. We all have a way of communicating, and I think as we think of authentic leadership, let's take a look at how best to assess our own communication style and how others communicate around us. This will be a mental exercise, unless you've got a piece of paper and pencil, so bear with me. First and foremost, if you have a piece of paper and pencil, draw a line, vertical line. At the top, place people. At the bottom of your vertical line, label that task. And then I need a horizontal line, a cross that would make your picture into a cross. One line, horizontal line, that cross the vertical line. On one end, extrovert. On the other end, introvert. So you've got people, task, and then extrovert and introvert. Now, what I'd like to have you do is along the line of people and task, if you're given an opportunity to have a project or an activity of some kind, what's more important to you, people or task? And place an X along that line. Horizontal line, extrovert to introvert. As you think in terms of your own personal style of communicating, place an X along that line. Now, you can't put something in the middle. You have to decide, are you more of an extrovert or an introvert? Now, you should have two X's, one along the vertical line where people and task, and one along the horizontal line of extrovert and introvert. Now, what I want you is connect them both. Now, if we look at our picture, in the upper left-hand corner, let's make that one. Name it one. In the upper right-hand corner, that quadrant, let's make it two. The lower left-hand corner, let's label it three. And the lower right-hand corner, that quadrant, let's make it four. Now, they should be connected, right? So we've got a quadrant identified. In the number one quadrant, let's call that style promoter. The number two quadrant, let's label it supporter. Number three quadrant in the lower left-hand corner, controller. And the last quadrant, lower right-hand corner, analyzer. Now, every one of these styles are appropriate. Every one of them are effective, but they're different. And as we think in terms of communication styles, a promoter has a let's go attitude. Let's move ahead. Might be more verbal, might be certainly more outgoing. Very different than the supporter. That individual is going to be a little quieter, a little more reserved, more interested in possibly being a follower, needs to be encouraged, more of a listener. The controller in the third quadrant is when, where, how. Ask questions that deal with getting the job done. Might be a person have trouble delegating. Opportunity to communicate very differently than the fourth quadrant, the analyzer. That person is going to be very interested in why we're doing what we're doing. Data is very important to that individual. So there are four different styles of communicating: promoter, supporter, controller, and analyzer. As we select teams, we look at strengths of the team and how we complement one another. And this is not scientific, but it's an opportunity to begin a discussion about communication styles and how we work very hard to get a job done or build relationships with those that we interact with. It's important to recognize that all of these styles are effective, they work well, and they can complement one another. As we think of authentic leadership, it's important that communication styles are enhanced, that we recognize them in a responsive way. We put ourselves in a position that as we communicate, that we're listening, truly listening to those at the table and where they, how they see the world. And oftentimes, how they see the world is how they divide task versus people, extrovert and introvert. Communication styles can be really significant when we think about process versus event. There are certain styles that are going to be married to a process, but it can't be paralyzing. There has to be balance. Length of time to make a decision. Some styles require a little more time, but there has to be some degree of structure, and that's part of the blend that we talk about in terms of communication styles. How you delegate, how you might give feedback or receive constructive criticism. The best organizations, they blend all of these communication styles. That the best teams are not filled with just promoters or just analyzers. That's the power of taking full advantage of an individual's communication styles.